We will no doubt learn more from the more than 13 million leaked documents called the Paradise Papers. But right now, they're shedding light on trillions of dollars, including from the world's most profitable company, Apple, moving through offshore tax havens. And there are other revelations that appear to link investments in Twitter and Facebook to Russian government-controlled companies. Let's find out more from our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Johanna Buya is senior editor at Recode. Hi, Johanna.
Hi, how's it going?
It's good. So for years, Apple has faced questions about using tax-friendly Ireland to sidestep taxes. There was that crackdown in 2013. What do these Paradise Papers tell us now about Apple?
Right. So after the U.S. Senate basically struck down Apple or reprimanded them for shifting their profits to the Irish subsidiary, the EU followed suit and ordered them to pay 13 billion euro in back taxes, following which the Paradise Papers revealed that the company started shopping around for a new tax haven and eventually landed on a small island of Jersey in the English Channel. It's not necessarily illegal to do that, and Apple has said that they've spoken to all of the concerning government parties and that they're not paying any fewer taxes, but they did find a nice new island to headquarter their business.
Right, and avoid some taxes. And you say this isn't illegal, but there are moral questions. One estimate is that the tax structure that they had could have cost governments $240 billion a year in revenue. Has Apple responded to that? What do they say about what they pay?
That was a 2015 survey that you're citing. And it wasn't just Apple. It was, any company that uses that tax structure could cost a number of governments $240 billion a year in revenue. Apple has said, they've reached out to all of the concerning parties and they are not paying any fewer taxes on their profits than they had been in the past.
Yeah,
so that's their response.
Well, so they say that they remain the world's largest taxpayer. I think, am I reading this correctly? About $35 billion in corporate tax over the past 3 years. And that this move, the changes, didn't reduce our tax payments in any country. So that's their response there. But do you think there will be more questions?
I think certainly the Paradise Papers, this was not the largest revelation in the many, thousands of documents, but it does beg a lot of questions, just given that, Apple had only recently faced scrutiny from the EU.
Well, meanwhile, you've been reporting on major investments in Facebook and Twitter with ties to Russian government-owned companies. Tell us more.
So Yuri Milner, he is a Russian billionaire who co-founded a venture capital firm called DST Global, which in turn invested in Facebook and Twitter and obtained a large stake in both companies before they IPO'd and went public. We didn't really know who funded those investments until the Paradise Papers, which revealed that Russian-owned banks, I think it's VTB Bank and an energy corporation called Gazprom, helped fund DST Global's investment in Facebook and Twitter. Facebook obviously, emphasizes that, one, DST Global has sold its stakes in the company, but even while DST Global was an investor, they didn't have a board seat and they didn't have voting rights. And so, Yuri Milner has come out with an open letter saying that, any implication that he used his investment in Facebook and Twitter to wield power over the social media platforms is a fairy tale, in his words. And he's saying that he's sort of fallen a victim to the negative connotations of any links to Russia.
Well, sure. But superficially, you could say, wow, this Kremlin-tied Russian billionaire invested in these platforms so that then perhaps Russia could use these platforms to influence the 2016 presidential election. And we know both companies are facing federal investigations in how Russian agents did use the platforms. Now, Facebook, Twitter aren't government agencies. Are there some legal problems potentially here?
Well, I think that it's really important to note that in the documents, there was no indication that, Yuri Milner or DST Global used their investment to influence Facebook and Twitter, or there's really no, both Facebook and Twitter, and as well as Yuri Milner, point out that he sold his shares in the company well before the 2016 presidential election. Of course, it's not illegal to get funding from foreign funds. But, you know, it does come at a time where we're really questioning how much influence the Russian government had over these platforms.
Well, Johanna, we have about a minute here, but we want to ask you about another story. Uber, struggling with scandals and boycotts, has seen its U.S. sales bounce back. How much of a dip did Uber see, and were you surprised to see it come back?
Yeah, it's interesting. So Uber, for the first time ever, as a result of its public scandals, lost a good deal of market share to Lyft and ceded some ground to Lyft. Originally, they had 84% of the market around that, depending on which surveys you're looking at, now only have 73% of the U.S. market. But its sales, on the other hand, in some of the markets where it saw the biggest dip, for instance, San Francisco, New York, Portland, its sales have now recovered. Covered. So they still, you know, Lyft still has a good hold on its portion of the market, which is 22% in most places or across the U.S. But the Uber is seeing the same level of bookings that it did before then.
Got to leave it at that. Johanna Buya, senior editor at Recode. Thank you.
Thank you.